Well done. You made it through the Western psychology section of the training. That was a hard slog, I know. There was a lot of stats and jargon, but I hope that you found it interesting and enlightening anyway. So, in this section on Western psychology, we looked at the DSM-5 criteria for depressive disorders, including major depression, persistent depressive disorder, and premenstrual dysphoric disorder. We also looked at a number of anxiety disorders, including generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, and panic disorder. We looked at trauma, including the DSM-5 diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, and Judith Herman's criteria from this book on complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And then we also looked at stress as well as comorbidity. We have covered a lot of ground. Notice in yourself what's coming up for you after watching the lectures, and particularly the videos that I included about depression, anxiety, and trauma. They had the potential for being a bit triggering, so do take some time for self-reflection and self-care. Even though the videos I showed have the potential to be triggering, I really wanted to share them with you anyway, as it's important for you to understand your own response to this material before you go away and hold space for others going through similar experiences. I suggest that you take the time to reflect on your own internal responses, doing so with compassion and without judgment, and then go and use the yogic skills that I know you already have to support you to self-regulate and feel okay again. We're going to be spending time talking about practices for self-regulation in the course, but for now, draw on your own wisdom and do whatever it is you need to do to feel okay. And if you need to, don't be shy to reach out for support. We're all in this together and we all need support at times, even yoga teachers. So there's some assignments for you to complete after this section and you'll find them all below. Do take your time to do these. They're designed to support you to integrate and consolidate this knowledge, and they're going to help you with your own emotional balance and understanding the needs of your students. Thank you so much for joining me for this section. And once you've completed your assignments, I look forward to seeing you over in the next section where we're going to be exploring the foundations of yoga psychology. I'll see you there.